For the purpose, critique, review, education, and positive vibes, the Shiny Squirrel Podcast presents...
It's the Nerdlings Podcast, and I'm WC Chronicles, your senior nerdling.
Jersey Mike with the messed up teeth from dental work, Junior.
Well, at least you're talking again.
Oh, yeah, you know what it is? It's like you're raw because it's like we're talking about. It's like picking your brain, the layers that you have.
Or people
hidden.
Will pick your brain. Yes. That's what it feels like.
Yes, and then they... numb you with 8 shots and pick your teeth with stuff, and it's like, you know, you should have been flossing all along, but you let the dirt settle and all the bad stuff. So brush, kids, brush.
So I got a story to tell. He talks to birds and death rabbit. That's how this story starts. So this last Saturday, you're curious. So let me start with this. Okay, do you remember this scene from Monty Python's and the Holy Grail, Death Rabbit?
There he is. Where?
There.
What, behind the rabbit?
It is the rabbit.
You silly sod.
What?
You got us all worked up.
Well, that's no ordinary rabbit. Oh. That's the most foul, cruel, and bad-tempered rodent you ever set eyes on.
You tit. I saw my arm and I was so scared.
Look, that rabbit's got a vicious streak a mile wide. It's a killer.
Get stuck.
He'll do you a treat, mate.
Oh, yeah? Manky Scots git.
I'm warning you.
What's he do? Nibble your bum?
He's got huge, sharp... he can leap about... Look at the bones!
Go on, boys. Chop his head off.
Right, silly little beater. One rabbit, two coming right up.
Look! Ah!
Jesus Christ!
I warned you.
I've done it again.
I warned you, but did you listen to me? Oh, no, you knew it all, didn't you? Oh, it's just a harmless little bunny, isn't it? Well, it's always the same. I always tell them,
up.
Do they listen to me?
Right.
Oh, no.
It's been a while, but I think I do. It's been a real while, because that was in the 70s.
That was in the 70s,
yeah.
Yeah.
I was just going to say, yeah.
I had an encounter kind of with a death rabbit.
Oh, boy.
But first, the
talk... You sure wasn't a rattlesnake?
Nope, I avoided those. So let me explain. So I went out hiking last Saturday. I went to a place here in North Vegas called Tule, T-U-L-E, Tule Fossil Beds Park. It's a national park. It's the no man's land between North Las Vegas, where the houses stop, and it's leading up to the mountain's edge. That's all national park. It's a fossil bed. I went out there just to kill a couple hours because I like to go hiking, look at rocks and stuff. I was hiking primarily in the riverbed, or the washes, because I know I'm not scared of rattlesnakes, but I just don't feel like encountering one around the garden.
Because it's
the
that
desert.
Time of year where it's hot, but
we've
had cold weather and rain, so their holes get flooded and they come out.
Right, and I know they're going to curl up more around the shrubberies out in the desert area scrub than around the riverbed, but I still wanted to go out. So I'm kind of walking along, and way in the distance, I hear this bird starting to chirp, or this distant, way off in the distance, because I'm like a mile from where the houses are, or any park, or from the main civilization out in this no man's land. I hear this, whoo-wee! And so I just start answering back. I go, hello. 10, 15 seconds pass. This bird chirps again. He goes, ooh-hee-hoo. Something like that. So as I get close, I look down, but I'm looking for rocks, and I pick up one rock. It's kind of cool that I discovered. Remember, because I'm just, you know, I'm like 10 years old again, collecting rocks that are cool, looking for actually future rocks that I can put in a rock tumbler. So I found one that has kind of like a three-sided pyramid on it. That's kind of cool. I like those kinds of rocks for some reason. So I'm just walking along, and I hear the bird again. And so this goes on for like 5 minutes. Beep, hello. I get close enough around where I see where he is. This bird is about a football field away. And so I pull out my camera, and I start videotaping him. We play a little bit. Well, first, I wanted to know what kind of bird it was. I found out. I researched it later because it was one of those birds that had the little bit of a little tout of a feather hanging from his hair.
Roadrunner.
Not a roadrunner.
Oh, okay.
I've had encounters with them too.
Oof.
But it was a gambling G-A-M-B-E-L, gamble quail.
Oh wow, that's a different name.
Yeah, and so I was kind of curious if they always make that kind of call that I was hearing. So here's two clips from YouTube's videos of what they sound like, other ones I've heard, or they've heard.
Oh, check that out. That's similar.
It's kind of similar, but not similar.
Just similar. The same ballpark.
Yeah, you can see the little tut thing hanging from
your
hair.
Mr. Wilson would have been proud of you with his bird watching glasses back from Dennis to Menace. He would have said, oh, you're on the Bird Honor Society,
that would
whatever
be it
is.
So I take my pyramid rock, I put it back in my pocket, and I walk on a little bit farther. I'm about 100 yards away, and I finally see him. So I pull out my camera, zoom in as best I can. He says his little hello thing, so I say back, hello. This went on, and these are posted on Instagram, so you can go see the actual video of what it is I'm talking about.
Hello. Hello.
This went on for about 45 seconds. But what you don't see on the tape is this goes on for about 5 minutes. This him talking to me responding back to him. So I'm walking along just looking at my pyramid rock, and I realize, okay, I'm about maybe 50 yards away. Pull out my camera again, start filming him again.
Oh, wow.
That video is also. So you can hear it a little bit. You can hear the video where he is saying, hello, and I say, hello back.
Check that out. That's got to be a little funny.
It was good. And then eventually I'm like, okay, let's see if we can start getting closer. Let's close this gap. And eventually he flies off a little farther into the scrub. But then the conversation continues. I'm like, okay, I can't talk to you anymore. Responding back every 3 minutes, hello. The novelty wore off. So I'm still walking in the riverbed, the wash area. I'm making my way back around to what they call the fossil mounds, where they do a lot of the digging, I guess. And again, look, I'm just marveling at my pyramid rock and looking at it. And the river, this wash is probably about maybe 20 feet wide. And there's a bush right in the middle of it, but I'm not noticing it because I'm still looking at my rock and I'm looking down at my feet. I get up to this bush, and out from behind it jumps a rabbit.
That's funny.
He scared me so bad, I must have jumped a foot and a half off the ground, and I go, ah! He goes, I'm not expecting to see anything out there. He scared me. I scared him so bad. He turns around and looks at me. His leg is cocked up in the air like a gun ready to go off and start running.
Boy.
But he is so scared. He's like, what? I mean, I'm like, what the hell are you doing? And looking at me, you should be running. And I'm thinking this death rabbit scene from Monty Python in my head.
Oh,
So the video is up. Eventually, he runs off. I have a little conversation with him. And that's it with the rabbit, the death rabbit. That's the talking to the birds and the death rabbit.
What a day that must have been.
It was so cool because out in this fossil bed, it's fun to think they've found woolly mammoth stuff out there.
See, that's neat.
This is stuff 200,000 years old during the Ice Age.
That's neat.
Some of the stuff they have in the Nevada State Museum.
Wow.
It's just interesting to think that I'm walking on ground, that this kind of thing was 200,000 years ago. But then to think about 250 million years ago, all this area that I'm walking was underwater.
Yeah, I was just going to say, yeah,
it's just
wow.
Two different concepts of time. It is so cool. And seeing the rabbit, as bad as he scared me, I think I threw my pyramid rock, or I dropped it. And so I made my way, and I'm thinking, damn it, I lost my pyramid rock. That was kind of cool. Lo and behold, I find, because to me this is kind of like, I want to say like Indian holy ground, sort of, Native American,
hey, listen,
Indian ground.
You never know.
I don't question it. I just accept it. That's that squirrel serendipity thing. It's fun
that's
to
it.
Do. I end up finding, I look down, like, hey, another pyramid rock. I pick it up, Marl. And probably about a football field away, I'm not down in the wash anymore. I'm standing on the embankment a little bit, 20 feet away from it. But about a football field away, I see this dust devil. About a football field away, 100 yards, there's this dust devil that's coming along. Like what you'd see from Taz, the Tasmanian devil.
Or the dirt devil, like they do the same thing for the vacuum.
Same thing.
That's pretty cool
same
if
thing.
You look at the the way they take that.
Yeah, yeah.
And just advertise.
Because there's nothing impeding the wind currents out there. And I just watch it. It comes along towards me, follows, it goes right in front of me, follows along the riverbed, it just keeps on going. I wish I... It's kind of hard to videotape dust. I didn't want to get it all over my camera and something. But it was just cool. I'm like, I kind of dig these pyramid rocks now. There's something to these.
Animals just love you for some reason. It's like you go out, one's talking to you, one doesn't want to leave you.
Well, I told you about the roadrunner out of Lake Mead, didn't I?
That's what I'm saying. Where you have animal stories.
I'm out there at Lake Mead, and maybe I did tell us the previous time. This is about 2 months ago. I'm walking along in kind of a different area where I normally do down near the shore, and this roadrunner comes out, and he stops, and he looks up at me. And I'm looking at him. He's like maybe 7 feet away. And I know if I try to grab my camera, bing, he's gone. And so I don't grab my camera. And I say to him, I go, you can just stand. You can go now. I see you. I'm not going to reach for my camera because the minute I do, and if I try to take a step towards you, I am immediately classified as out in the desert chasing the roadrunner. Yeah, I did not step forward because I did not want to do that.
That's funny.